Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but it is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, and I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He's been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At this Mass, we celebrate the final of the three scrutinies for those in the order of the OCIA, that have been preparing to enter the church at the Easter Vigil. Our weekend readings during the Lenten season have come from the Year A cycle of readings, which have special relevance to those preparing to receive the sacraments in just two short weeks. This relevance should not be lost on us either as they guide us through Lent. The first Sunday of Lent prepared us to follow Jesus into the desert for 40 days. We considered the penitential nature of the Lenten season and ways in which we could enter into this season through acts of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We find that there is spiritual benefit in denying ourselves of extraneous actions of comfort and pleasure and getting back to the basics. Jesus' example in handling the temptations of the evil one provide us the assurance that we too could persevere and overcome our human weaknesses. The account of the Transfiguration on the second weekend took us to the top of the mountain with Peter, James, and John to gain a glimpse of Jesus in his glory. Jesus, in his humanity, knew the trials and struggles his disciples would undergo and wanted to give them and us this assurance of what awaits us. Moses and Elijah, standing at Jesus' side, showed us the fullness of God's plan of salvation by showing Jesus' salvific sacrifice for us was in continuity with the Old Testament law and his prophets. 2 weeks ago, we heard of the Samaritan woman at the well, to whom Jesus approaches and first asks for a drink of water for himself. The physical thirst of the Samaritan woman symbolizes the thirst that we all have deep inside for the gospel truth and how our thirst can never be quenched by earthly goods, but only through belief in Jesus Christ. The Samaritans were separated and greatly hated by the Jews, but Jesus gives us the example of how we should not be a people that exclude, but always approach and welcome those outside the church as we do with our beloved candidates and elect. Last weekend, we heard of the man who suffered blindness from birth, to whom Jesus restored his sight. Anytime we read of physical blindness in the scriptures, we should always reflect on our own spiritual blindness. It is often the case as well that those physically blind in the scriptures are those that see and recognize Jesus before the sighted. For our OCIA brothers and sisters, their months of preparation have opened their eyes and hearts to the saving message Jesus has for each of them. We should ask ourselves whether we keep Jesus' same saving words ever in our sight. And now, in this last week of scrutinies, we arrive at the story of the death of Lazarus, who, along with his sisters Mary and Martha, were some of Jesus' closest friends. Martha intercepts Jesus on his way into Bethany to relay the news of Lazarus' death and her disappointment that Jesus had not arrived in time to prevent it. When Jesus tries to reassure Martha that Lazarus would rise again, she acknowledges her belief in the resurrection that we heard proclaimed to the Jews by the prophet Ezekiel in our first reading, which now as we hear that reading in the light of Jesus Christ, we can see the promise of resurrection. But Jesus tells her that this resurrection spoken of by the prophet is no longer some future event, but is now present in the world, in himself, as the resurrection and the life. Our elect, who have been preparing for baptism, have actually spent the previous months preparing to die. They will each step into the baptismal font, and through the waters of baptism will die to their old selves and be reborn into new lives in Christ and through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This is what Paul wrote to the Romans that we heard in our second reading, that through sin, death comes to our bodies. The Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead not only dwells in us, but now gives new life to our mortal bodies. We join with our candidates who have already been baptized and are preparing to enter the church through confirmation and Eucharist by recognizing that we too were born into new life in Christ in the Spirit by virtue of each of our baptisms. And while the transforming power of the sacrament of baptism is only received once, we are called each day to die to ourselves, to our sins, and to recommit our lives to Christ. God imparts the graces we need to leave sin behind and live for Christ through the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, to which our OCIA brothers and sisters will complete at the Easter Vigil. Next weekend, we will enter into the most holy week of our liturgical year by bringing our OCIA candidates and elect alongside to celebrate Palm Sunday and our Savior's triumphal entrance into Jerusalem. We will wave palm branches and sing Hosanna to welcome our Savior. Celebratory words that will shift in only a few days' time to the words, crucify him. The celebrations of the scrutinies over these past 3 weeks are an important affirmation by our St. Louis de Montfort faith community to these, our brothers and sisters in the OCIA. Our support and prayers for them return as fruit to us when we are strengthened by their witness, their determination, and their perseverance. My beloved candidates and elect, in 2 short weeks, we will welcome you with great joy to share the Eucharistic feast of Jesus' body and blood with us. I truly can't wait to have you join us at the altar. And may we all continue on our Lenten journey, reflecting on this raising of Lazarus and our need to die to ourselves and raise to a new life in Christ each and every day.